Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It is 7:20. Glad to have you in, and it's time for Hancock and Kelly, as always, on a Sunday morning. Gentlemen, good morning.
Good morning, Scott.
Well, I want to start with this Epstein story because it seems to be dominating the news. And there was an article, an opinion piece on Politico that said, watching Donald Trump try and fail to move the news cycle past Jeffrey Epstein this week was like watching an octopus spray ink and still get eaten. Yesterday, I think it was yesterday or a couple of days ago, he was talking about the teams that had changed their names because of Native American names like Washington and Cleveland should change them back. He's trying to put stuff out there that's not about this. John, I'll start with you. How significant do you think this is in terms of going forward with Trump's, not only his presidency, but his legacy, his reputation?
Yeah. I happen to believe that, most, if not all, of the Epstein stuff eventually is going to come out. I don't think that there's – I would be shocked if there's a direct tie to Donald Trump engaging in sex trafficking in the report.
Sure.
If that's, you know, if that's the case, then, I mean, he's ruined. But I rather suspect it's just embarrassing, all the times he's mentioned in the report and – the depth of his relationship with Jeffrey Epstein. I imagine that stuff's embarrassing to him. And there's probably a lot of people in those files that would be embarrassed. And there could be some people in those files that are going to get convicted at some point. But I think the bigger impact is on the shorter term. We've seen a decline in Trump's approval rating, really collapsing amongst independent voters. Republican voters still hold him in pretty, you know, 90% strong regard. But he's really had a collapse amongst independent voters, and that has an effect on what happens in the midterm election. So I think the shorter-term impacts are greater for Donald Trump here.
Michael, your thoughts?
Well, I kind of agree with John, but I think this could have some staying power. And why is that? Those of us who are not fans of Donald Trump have watched him time and time again say one thing and do another. This has been a guiding light for most of the extreme right of the Republican Party, this Epstein stuff. And so with this sudden change of heart that there's nothing here and all this distraction, I think it puts a spotlight to the people who we're fighting the deep state, who we're fighting the elites that, wow, maybe we've elected one. So maybe it's half hope and maybe it's half real, but I don't think this one goes away.
Well, speaking of the approval ratings, as John mentioned, President Trump's approval rating remains underwater, but actually the polls are showing that Democrats are faring worse. So how do Democrats take advantage of what's going on with Trump's approval rating?
Well, my guy, John Hancock, is the historian here. But if you look through time, you know, things should come back for the Democrats. They don't have any of the houses of government right now. A lot of the decisions the Republicans are making are extremely unpopular. But it's not being transitioned into popularity yet for the Democratic Party. Why? Because I don't know that they the proper messenger and the proper message has emerged yet. But it will. 18 months away from an election, there is a rallying cry that's taking place on the left and with independents. Democrats should be able to harness this to a really positive outcome next November.
And just a follow-up there, Michael, what kind of candidates, if you have anybody specific, that's fine, but just what kind of candidates do you think the Democrats need to win those midterms?
I think it's got to be traditional Democrats. And Andy Beshear in Kentucky sure seems to put a spotlight on that, getting back to working class issues. Rahm Emanuel out of Chicago. You've got Gavin Newsom. A lot of these folks are trying out right now to see who the voice is going to be. I'm not sure we know who the leader of the Democratic Party is right now, and may not know for another year or so. This is what it takes. It's almost like a giant tryout.
John, do you have any thoughts about what the Republicans should be thinking about for the midterms?
Well, you know, the Republicans have been bleeding in the suburbs now for over a decade. And, you know, you're seeing the scramble going on in Texas where there's this effort to redraw the congressional lines in the middle of the, you know, between the time the census is done, which is the traditional time you'd redraw the districts. A big part of the challenge that Republicans face is that they've underperformed in suburbs. And so you've seen districts, you know, we'll just take Missouri's 2nd Congressional District, for example. That used to be a suburban district in St. Louis County into St. Charles County. Well, now that district includes Franklin County, a little piece of Warren County, goes down to Iron County. That's what has been happening now, is that the Republicans have been drawing rural Republican areas into their suburban districts in order to hold them. And, you know, as in terms of a long-term strategy, that just doesn't work.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Locally, I've been talking with people in the community about the issue of city services. I mean, just looking at the roads and the crime numbers are down, but the perception isn't. And the bleeding of population from the city into outlying areas. The money and the tax money is in the county. It's going to areas that are outside of the city, even though there is RAM settlement money. I'm just wondering, both of you, what your thoughts are about what the city can do going forward to improve life for its citizens. Let's start with you, Michael.
Well, I think, Scott, what we're witnessing is the collapse of the city government right now. I mean, in my lifetime, we've seen us lose like 300,000 or 400,000 people from the city of St. Louis, and it continues to spiral. As a result, you're starting to see services and infrastructure break down. Why? Because there's no longer the resources to invest in it. You know, I think Kara Spencer is trying to put a stop to the slide that's taking place, but the inevitable inertia of the population problem coupled with the aging infrastructure, I think, ultimately spells doom for the for the city of St. Louis. And I think it's something the state and the rest of the region is going to have to address, because this is the economic engine of the entire state. And if the heart and the core fails, the rest doesn't survive. You can't be a suburb to nowhere.
John, any final thoughts?
Yeah, you know, it's particularly challenging now, because when we've seen influxes of populations into the city of St. Louis in recent vintage, it's been immigrant populations. Think about the Bosnians. And, you know, in this environment we are currently in, that's not an option. So how does a city generate population growth? We're talking about closing over half the schools, and it could be an intractable situation, I'm afraid.
We appreciate your thoughts, as always. Interesting insights there, John and Michael. Thank you, guys.
You have a good Sunday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.